There aren't too many silver linings in the pandemic, but you can find a few of them at the McLean County Law and Justice Center. Judges and courthouse staff have had to adapt quickly during the pandemic, shifting many in-person appearances into virtual ones. 11th Judicial Circuit Chief Judge Mark Fellheimer handles evictions and small claims. That means he's got a busy docket. He tells Ryan Dunham his Zoom court hearings are here to stay.
But I'm thinking we're having less no-shows in court for, and that's helpful because a lot of these folks in that are being sued, credit card debts, whatever, in the old days, whatever that is, they would have to take a half day of work, probably. They would have to arrange for childcare. And I think that led to a lot of people not showing up in court. I mean, even from leaving their house to driving to the courthouse to parking to coming into the building, it's probably a half day unless you live close. So we're having a lot more participation, believe it or not, despite the pandemic, because it's so much easier for people to get on line. We had concerns that this was going to be just impossible for people to figure out, but I think we stupidly underestimated that people are tech savvy more than we thought. And, you know, lawyers, if they're going to charge someone to represent them, they usually have to factor in how many times they have to go to court, and they're paid by their time. And I think this allows lawyers to take cases in a variety of counties, courtrooms. You know, the old days, if they had a case at 10 o'clock in Bloomington, they got to mark off the whole morning. Well, now they can maybe take a case in Peoria. They could take a case in Bloomington. They could take a case in Champaign. So I think that as far as access to justice, while there may be some impediments technology-wise, I think it's been incredible that this may assist people despite, you know, the difficulty in e-filing and things like that. But I think that that's the biggest surprise. That if you'd asked me and Will in January or February, would people appear remotely through a Zoom, we probably would have just laughed. But I think that's here to stay.
But there are still some things you can't do over Zoom, like murder trials. And we've had several murder trials here over the summer, stemming from a very violent 2018. So how did you prepare for those, given that there are like speedy trial obligations you have to meet?
We knew there was a risk that by having a trial that we could be criticized for risking, you know, the health of jurors against the potential that a murder defendant, even though they're presumed innocent, potentially would walk on a murder charge because we didn't comply with the speedy right period. So that's what we were balancing at the time. We then consulted with the health department. We did multiple walkthroughs of courtrooms. We reconfigured courtrooms. We used other rooms for courtrooms. We looked at other places, whether it be the Coliseum, all kinds of places on alternative sites, and consulting with the sheriff, some of the security risks outweighed the COVID risk that we could mitigate in the buildings. I think once the trial started, everything's a lot slower than you think it's going to be in terms of, you know, there's not people running around, and they went off without problem as far as distancing and masks.
What about quarantine orders? Have the courts here been asked to intervene when, you know, someone tests positive for COVID but refuses to properly isolate?
Early on, we had one or two potential cases where people were known positive, confirmed, and they were refusing to isolate. And we have procedures in place on how that's dealt with. And it's no pleasure on a judge's part to do that, but when they're brought to our attention, we have to act. There's a legal mechanism in place that if someone's not going to comply with the health department, they'll take it to the state's attorney. They'll file the paperwork. The person will have a lawyer appointed if they can't afford one. And I know we had discussions yesterday that there's more and more activity on that end. We were advised to be prepared. And, you know, that could involve entities involved with Illinois State. It could be students. It could be fraternal organizations. There's a whole host of things that we're prepared for. Not that we're going out and seeking these problems out, but that's a tool that is there with the health department under the law, that if people aren't complying, not with the stuff as far as where you go, what you do. We're talking about people that are confirmed positive that are out and about in the public.
That's 11th Judicial Circuit Chief Judge Mark Fellheimer speaking with Ryan Denham.